Good morning. This is Pastor Hank. I want to welcome you to Central Christian Center. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Honored first-time attenders and cherished members, we are so glad that you're here. Whatever you need, I believe God's already provided it for you, and it's our desire today to help you receive from Him. Let's just enjoy the presence of God and receive what God has for us today. I want to read you something out of Psalms 84. But let's just give the Lord some praise before we do. He's so good. Let's just give Him some praise. And Lord, we just love You. We just thank You for Your goodness. So good. He's so good. So good. He's so good. I didn't, you know, you don't realize, spent most of the week in St. Louis, and you don't realize how blessed we are. We're a little bit sheltered here. We went to one of the big malls and got caught in the middle of one of the protests that you see about on TV, and it was quite an experience. I don't know. I'm taking my time, Zay, if you didn't notice. I'll just quit when it's time. But I told somebody I had to reflect on that for several hours after that was over. I never saw so many police officers in the same place, and they shut down the mall and locking doors. But I just couldn't imagine how many folks are going to go to hell. Whew. Scary. Scary. And it just makes you go, what can we do about it, God? You know, and so I don't know. I'm making sure I'm going. And if you sit here very long, I'm making sure you're going. And if you're visiting today, here today, and don't know you're going, right now, before we even get started, ask Jesus to be the Lord of your life and tell Him you give Him your life. You want to live it for Him, and He'll come into your heart and save you like that. Isn't He wonderful? Isn't He wonderful? I want to read you out of Psalms 84, start with verse 5. It says, "Blessed is the man whose strength is in You, whose heart is set on pilgrimage." Or in other words, his heart is set on going after God. "As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring or a well. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion." Or to each one that goes from strength to strength, God will be seen. Holy Spirit, help me focus here today and just speak to our hearts a little bit. We love You. So grateful. So grateful You let us experience the presence of God. Oh, isn't He wonderful? It says, "Blessed is the man whose strength..." Now, I want to talk to you a little bit today about a walk through the valley. How many's ever been in a valley? Huh? If you haven't, you will. And if you have, you will again. How many know life's just got a lot of valleys in it? But I want to talk to you about just basically walk through the valley. But you know, before I get started, he says here, "Blessed is the one that strength is in You, God, and whose heart is set on going after You." You know, let me just start with saying, everything in this book, every promise, every bit of good I can tell you about or anybody else can tell you about, every bit of this stuff is content that God's promised us and that Jesus paid a price for. It's all contingent on one thing. That's me having a relationship with Him. You know, I guess we're all guilty when we're young, immature Christians, but we have a tendency to just go through life, and we run to God whenever we need something. We run to God whenever we're in a jam. We run to God when we're in a valley, and when the things aren't going good. But you know, I just want to talk to you about a walk with God. This thing, you know, God doesn't really owe us anything, but He wanted us. And this thing isn't a thing of privilege. This is a thing of we were loved by the Creator of this universe so much that He gave everything for us. And this isn't a walk where we can just go through and pick and choose. This is all based on our relationship with Him. He says, "Come after me with all your heart." Deuteronomy 4, verse 29 tells us that we'll find God, we'll find the Lord God when we seek Him and search for Him with all our hearts. 2 Chronicles 6:11 in the NIV says, "You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry place and parched land where there's no water." Jeremiah 29:13 says, "And you will seek me and you'll find me when you search for me with all your heart." With all your heart. How many know it's easy? It's easy sometimes. There's so many things that are happening in life. So many things happen to us. We go through so many things. It's easy for us just to get our focus off. But what I'm trying to start off with here is today is this. I'm talking about a commitment. I'm talking about a lifestyle. I'm not talking about just a little experience where you prayed a prayer and asked Jesus to come into your heart and then you spend the rest of your life hoping you'll go to heaven because you did that. You see, the prayer of salvation, the prayer when we ask Jesus into our heart is just the doorway. It's just the doorway and it opens that doorway into all that God has for us. And we're supposed to go and begin to walk in that and go after that. In this story here, the Valley of Baca, I'm sure most of us have heard messages on the Valley of Baca, but some translations call it the Valley of Weeping, the place of tears, the dry place. It was a journey. It was a route to Jerusalem. Three times a year, the Jews were commanded to go to Jerusalem for the festivals, and their desire to get there, they wanted to serve God so much. They wanted to do what God had told them to do and called them to do so much that they would, no matter what they had to go through, no matter how hard the situation was, no matter how bad it was, they would take that journey to get there because that's what God had told them to do. I wonder sometimes, I get to thinking sometimes we get so, I'm so happy for grace. How about you? I'm so happy that I don't have to earn the goodness of God, that it's just here for me. Sometimes I think we just take that a little bit for granted. Grace doesn't make me want to serve Him less. Grace makes me want to serve Him more. When I realize the love of God, you know, the Bible says the goodness of God will draw us to repentance. When I hear about the goodness of God, it makes me want to serve Him. It makes me want to go after Him. It makes me want to live for Him. And I love this, the whole thought of this thing is that these people are going to be obedient to God. They're going to Jerusalem, and they go three times a year. And many of them had to go through this this valley. It was a terrible desert place. It was no water and dry, and it was a hard, long journey. But their zeal for God, because their heart was going after Him, they were going to go no matter what. Said that when they passed through the valley of Beka, they made it a well. As they passed through, they made it a spring. As they passed through, they... How many know that a lot of the things we do and a lot of the things we go through, it's our perception a lot of times on how we make it, you know. If I'm in the middle of a valley, if I'm in the middle of a problem, and my perception is, oh, how tough this is and how hard this is, and then that hinders me. But if I'm looking for the good in this, having a little struggle here. Is everybody okay? Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know the pony joke. The little boy, one was a pessimist and one was an optimist, and the little negative boy, they put these two little boys in a room. First little boy, they put him in a room full of toys, every kind of toy you can think of. He was a pessimist, and they left him for a few hours, and they came back after a few hours, and this kid had tore every toy up in the room. I mean, he just made shambles of every toy, and they looked at him and said, "What's going on?" And he was griping and complaining. He said, "This said none of these toys work. This is a terrible place. None of these toys work." And they took another little boy that was an optimist, and they put him in a room, and the only thing was in that room was horse manure. And they left him in there for a couple hours, and they came back, and I'm telling you what, this little kid had it in his hair, he had manure in his face, he had it in his mouth, on his arm, all over him. I mean, man, his sleeves were rolled up, he just had, and they said, "What in the world are you doing?" And the little boy was smiling, and he said, "With all this horse manure in here, there's got to be a pony in here somewhere." You know, as we go through life, we can either make it a well, we can either find the good things, or we can focus on the hard things. And I hope that the next time you're in the middle of a valley, you'll go, "There's got to be a pony in here somewhere." The truth is that we all have valleys. We all have time. I wish that we could find a place where everything went good and everything went our way and everything, you know, was good all the time. But how many know some days just don't work out the way we planned? Huh? How many know some weeks don't work out how we planned, and months, and we all go through seasons in our life when things are bad. And you know, the truth is, if our life is built, Jesus said, if you'll build your life on a rock, He said, those that hear My words and those that do them will be like that house that's on a rock. And when the storms come, that house will stand. And building it on that rock. You know, see, I guess I'm trying to get to the attitude here. How are you going to stand in your valley? How many ever been in a valley and you didn't do too good? How many ever been in a valley, you went through one and you went through something and you come out the other side and you go, "Well, that was a little tough, but I made it and it's all right." You know, but I've been through a lot where I didn't feel like I passed the test. How about you? And you know, when I hear this story, this parable about Jesus, yes, the first thing is, if you hear my word and words and you do them, You'll be like this house that's built on a rock. And that goes for, you know, I believe that first off is what the Word of God says to us. And we need to line our lives up with this. But you know, Jesus, before he left, he said, I got some more things to tell you, but I can't tell you yet. I'm leaving, and after I go, I'm going to send one back, and then we're going to be able to talk. Then I'm going to be able to tell you some things. I want you to understand, just get the concept of that. Because the concept of this, it isn't just figuring out what the Bible says and trying to line our lives up, all the do's and all the don'ts. No, but he said, if you'll hear me, if you'll listen to me. See, I believe part of that is listening, because he's talking to us every day. He's talking to us all the way. This isn't something that I did in 1974 and got my life straight so I could go to heaven. No, it was something that I began in 1974. And I found out along the way that this was a real long process. How many are still a work in process? Being processed. Hopefully you're making progress, but sometimes I spend more of my time in process than I do in progress, it seems like. But I guess what I'm trying to say is if, you know, if I'm going to Jerusalem, my mind's made up, I'm going to live for God. My mind's made up, I'm going after all God has for me. My mind's made up, I'm going to Jerusalem. Then all these things that are thrown in my path to stop me, don't stop me. Why? It's not because God comes in and intervenes every time. And so much of our process, our religious process, our relationship is that. God, come help me, come help me. Well, he does come help. How many glad he comes and helps? But what I want you to see is, no, but it's not this process, come help me. No, this is a walk. I'm walking with him. I'm listening to him. I'm going through life. Now, if I'm determined to go to Jerusalem, then the enemy's going to do everything he can to try to stop me from going. Do you understand that? If you've decided to live for God, you've decided to be all that he wants you to be, you've decided to go after that calling that he's put inside of you, that thing that he has for you that nobody else can do as good as you, those gifts that he's put in you, if that's your purpose, then you go through your valley, and when all these things are popping up, all these places that cause weeping, all these dry places, all these places of tears, you just make them a well. You just keep on going. And it goes on here and says about the pools. It says the rain also covers it with pools. And you're able then, in the midst of no matter what the enemy tries, you're able to see those pools, those blessings that God sends you, those blessings that he gives you. Folks, we can't make it through this life without him. I wish that we had a place that was comfortable and everything went the way we planned and everything went the way we'd like it to, this utopia concept. I wish that life was like that, but it's not, because we live in a fallen world and the enemy is here to try to stop everything God wants to do in your life and in my life. And unless we do it on purpose, we're just going to be like James said, that reed that's just blown in the wind that goes back and forth. You know, I was reading the other day about, talks about a great falling away before the Lord comes. And I thought about that. Great falling away. That means that you have to be there before you can fall away. Are you hearing me? I just got to thinking, I wonder, you know, I thought about what I was seeing in St. Louis, what we were exposed to there, and I thought about how blessed we are here, and I just wonder, did you ever just wonder what would happen if we really had some adversity? Now think about it. I mean, our big deal is, if the boss was nice to me today, or if he didn't fire me, or, you know, if our big thing of the day is our existence. You know, how are we gonna make ends meet? How are we gonna do this? You know, everything we do is so we can exist. And I see folks. I just see a lot of people during the week, and I just see folks that, man, the first time some little opposition comes and rubs them the wrong way, they're ready to give up on God. Huh? Well, if God really loves me, how come I lost my job? Well, if God really loves me, how come this? How come that? You know, when your kids act that way, you give them a spanking. Huh? And what we got now is we don't have a whole bunch of kids. What we have is some kids that have grown up into the teenage years. You know the teenagers. You guys know. Y'all know it all. See? You know it all. And one of these days, mom and dad's going to get as smart as I am. This walk is a walk of relationship where we build relationship. See, we want to get saved and we want all the goodness of God, but we don't want Him to mess with us. I mean, don't mess with my psyche. Don't mess with my, you know, with my life. I mean, don't make me change anything. I mean, I want to be like I am and God to come to me. But the Bible says, come to me as you are. Our deal is to go to Him, not for Him to come to us. I just wonder what would happen if, and I'm not belittling anything. Hey, all of us have been through some hard valleys. We've been through some tough times. Some of us have lost loved ones. Some of us have lost dreams and lost visions. And I mean, hey, listen, we got an enemy that's out, and if it's your valley, it's just as bad as anybody's valley. But what I want us to begin to see is that, hey, there's going to be some of these places. What I do in this valley is going to determine my victory or lack of it. See, it's in this valley that I'm prepared and I'm equipped. It's in these hard places that I have to go through that change is brought in my life. Moses was a great man. But he spent 40 years in a dry place becoming that great man that God could use. Huh? He spent a lot of time in the wilderness. He spent a lot of time soul searching before God could use him. And when he did, he used him in a mighty way, didn't he? Huh? I thought about Jacob. Jacob was a deceiver. And it was in an adverse time that Jacob had his name changed to Israel. It was in a time, in a hard time. You know, he left the country. Esau was going to kill him. And when he was coming back years later, he was coming back and they sent him word. They said, Esau's coming. He said, here we are, right where I left off. And he wrestled with the angel. It was in a hard time that Jacob changed. You know, it was in the cave and with Saul chasing him and fearing for his life all the time and having to watch every move he made and not being able to trust anybody and feeling like he was all alone. It was in that cave and in those battles that a king was made. And the truth is, the things that you go through and maybe you're going through now, God's not done with you. He'll use, you know, Romans says he'll use those things. He'll use everything for our good. If we love him and we're what? Called according to his purpose. But read that whole chapter because he's talking about a walk with God. Those of us that are walking and we have the Holy Spirit who intercedes for us when we don't even know what we need to pray about. When we don't even know what we need, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. And it says that he knows the will of God for our life, and so he's all the time interceding. So we'll end up where we're supposed to be. Isn't that a good feeling to end up and know you're where you're supposed to have been? Hey, whoo, I got here? Well, you didn't do that. God got you there. So don't take too much time strutting and sticking out your chest. God got you there. But for those of us that are walking with him and we're progressing and we're believing him and we're letting him conform us into the image of his dear son. For those of us that have sold out and we're saying, God, it's you or nothing. I can't do it without you. It's for those that he takes. When I'm in that position, he takes everything the enemy does and turns it around for my good. And let there be no mistake. It's not God that's putting you through that so he can teach you and grow you and all the rest of that. No. James said, count it all joy when you fall into these different trials and tests and things. Because as you use your faith, as you work your faith, you become more stable. You become more solid. You become more patient. You become more mature. You see, it's a process as I'm walking with him. And then he goes on and he says, don't even think that God's doing this to you. You know, that's the biggest trick to get us to give up is for us to think God's causing this to happen or even allowing it to happen. He said, no, he said, God doesn't tempt with evil and he can't be tempted with evil. He said, every good and perfect gift comes from him. And as we walk, we're going to find these situations where we have to use our faith. Do you see what's happened? We're in a fallen world. We were without any hope. We were without any answers. We were without any direction. We were without anything. And he sent Jesus, and Jesus stuck to business. He paid the price. He fixed it. He settled it. He got it squared away for all of us, and now we're still in this fallen world, but for me now to have my life squared away, I use my faith to receive from God. And the more I use this faith, the stronger I become. The more stable I become. The more established I become. The more mature I become. Blessed is the man that walks through his valley, or the lady that walks through her valley. Blessed is the person that walks through. I've been in valleys so deep that it didn't even look like there was any tops to the sides. Anybody know what I'm talking about? But what do you do when you're in those times? You keep walking. Why? Because my purpose, man, I'm serving my God. He knows right where I'm at. He knows what's going on. He knows what the enemy's doing. I can use my faith. And I can not just be a conqueror, but I can be more than a conqueror. Not a place where there isn't any valleys. It's a place where life's full of valleys. But you know what? Let me ask you something. I can't remember ever learning anything on a mountaintop. Most of my learning has been in the valleys. Huh? I mean, when you're on, you ever see anybody on a mountaintop? You've been there. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, the God presence of God just saturates you and just you, oh, goosebumps and oh, man. And man, that's great. I try to get there every day. Huh? And I can. If I just get alone with Him, I can get there. It doesn't matter what's going on around my life, in my life. Huh? If I just get alone with Him, I can get there. I can get to that secret hiding place with Him. Huh? But you know, when you're up on a mountaintop, man, the air's real thin and you're kind of fizzy-brained and you're kind of lightheaded and, you know, and all that. But boy, down in the valley, it's right where the rubber meets the road. And it's a shame that we seek God more in the valleys than we do on the mountaintops, isn't it? He said, oh, yea, though I walk through that valley of the shadow of death, I won't fear any evil because He's with me. The valley of Baca. You know, I just get tired of, well, let me change that. I don't get tired of it. It's a blessing to get to minister to people. It's a blessing to get to take somebody from here and help them take the next step. And but you know, every once in a while you run across somebody and they just go, well, how come God hadn't healed me? How come he hadn't blessed me? How come He hadn't? You know, you just sometimes you don't do it, but you just want to go. Huh? But you don't do it, but then you just feel like it, and then you go repent. You see, it's in that valley that God equips me. It's in that valley that He teaches me. Why? Well, because, man, when I'm in a valley, I'm seeking Him with all my heart. I'm learning to seek Him that way when everything's going right, too. I'm learning. What I've done is I've begun to tell Lord, Lord, I don't have to be in a valley for me to pay attention to You. Just want to let You know that. I don't have to let the devil get me in a hard place before I'm going to seek You. I'm going to seek You all the time. I'm going to talk with You all the time. Me and You are buds. But it's in those darkest times of my life when God's put the most into me. Let's just use money, for example. We don't like for a preacher to talk about money, and we don't like to talk about money in church, and we don't like to talk about having to give our money, and we don't like to talk about that, but the truth is money is the most dominant thing in our lives. Our whole life is built around whether we have money or not. Not me. Well, I know, but you're more spiritual than the rest of us. Huh? Lose that job and see if your life comes apart. Huh? Write a check and it bounces and see how long you keep your joy. Well, but you know, and I don't understand really. I don't understand people having a problem with tithing and giving to God. But that's because I made a decision almost 44 years ago. And I made a decision, Lord, I'm making You the Lord of my finances. And can I tell you something? The easiest time to do that is when you don't have nothing. Huh? Because the more you have, the harder it is to do that. But if you'll make that commitment You see, I started tithing, I started giving the first week. Didn't even have nothing to give, and I'd go out and find some money somewhere. I'd go out and make some money. I'd do something so I could put it in when I came in the next Sunday. And I don't have I just don't understand people that don't see that. But what I actually did, see, I went to Jerusalem. I said, God, I'm making you the Lord of my finances. I'm making you the Lord of that area of my life. And everything I ever get for the rest of my life, not 30 days, for the rest of my life, part of it's yours. Well, that's easy to do if you don't have nothing. Huh? But then I found out stuff started coming to me. How many know money cometh? Everybody say, money cometh. Everybody didn't say that. Say, money cometh. How many could use a little more money than you got? The rest of you are lying. We'll have an altar call here in a minute. How many could use a little more money than you got? Then why don't you speak to it right now and say, money cometh. In Jesus' name, money comes. I get up in the morning and I go out and I start speaking to the north and the south and the east and the west. I said, blessings and money come. Come to my people. Come to me. You're coming in Jesus' name. But my point was this, is I made that commitment. I wish that I could tell you that when I made that commitment and started giving, tithing and giving, I wish I could tell you that I never had any months where there was more month left than there was money. I mean, how many ever get to the end of the month and there's no money left? You know the feeling. I wish I could say there was never a hard time. And I wish I could say that I just completely passed the test, but I didn't. But when I made that commitment to do it, the devil set his mind to do everything he could to stop me from living in that place with God. And so there were a lot of dry seasons. And I was tempted in those seasons to go, and then I probably did it some. God, I'm a tither. How come this is happening? You never did that, did you? I'm a tither. How come you're blessing him and you're not blessing me? God, I'm giving you everything. And look. Poor me. But you know what God taught me in some of those places? He taught me, he said, you know, Hank, the real silver and gold, and that's in Proverbs if you'll read it. He said, the real silver and gold is the wisdom and the understanding that I can give you. And what I learned was, is that in those dry times when I didn't have any money, it made me change. It made me start paying attention to where I was spending it. Huh? It made me start paying attention to getting out of debt. I mean, just think about it. Some of you are out of debt. It's a good feeling. Glory to God, it's a good feeling. But wouldn't it be good to not be in debt over your head? And then when God told you to do something or give something, you'd be able to do it and you wouldn't even have to think twice. Well, you see, I didn't learn how to do that until I was in those hard places, but it changed me. It equipped me. I didn't have to have 18 Quick Trip cups of coffee a day. I didn't have to do a lot of the things that I was doing. I didn't have to buy stuff on credit. Am I meddling now? You want to get there? You got to get there on purpose. You got to say, God, help me. I want to be out of debt. I want to be free to give and to do what you tell me to do. Help me. Now, his help is to change you. See, I want change. I just don't want to have to do nothing different. Don't buy that unless you, and you don't know how many times that I'd go ahead and do it anyway. And then the next 6 months, year, paying that off every month, every month, every month, every month. Maybe we need to talk a little bit about getting out of debt here in the near future. But what I'm saying is those things, that wisdom and knowledge of God began to come to me. I didn't always listen to it right at first. I was like some of you. But after a while, I got tired of getting my head bloodied up. And I learned if I pay attention and listen to him, I won't run into that wall every time. If I listen to him, I won't have that door slammed in my face every time. Now, I just use this example because we center our life around money. You center your life around your job, how much you make, how much you don't make, how much your mate makes. Everything we do is geared on that. And listen, folks, that's not freedom. That's not freedom. But it was in the valley that I got equipped. It was in the valley that I learned some things. And I'm not, a walking encyclopedia on the things of God. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I mean, because I'm still having to go back and deal with things that he taught me in the 1970s. Yep, I knew better than that, God. Yeah, I knew better than that. Well, then to whom much is given, much is required. Do you understand what I'm saying? The valleys aren't bad. They're not good. They don't feel good. I'm not where James is yet, count it all joy when I'm going through these things, because it's not very joyful. But when I see the bigger picture, and now when I'm in those hard places, those places of tears, those dry places, those places of weeping, I go, Lord, what can I learn out of this? You'll take this and you'll turn it for my good because I'm going after you. I'm going to Jerusalem. I'm going after you. Now, I just used money, but it's just basically living for God, wanting what He wants for your life. What do you want me to do, God? Somebody says, well, I don't know what my calling is. Well, don't worry about your calling. Find out what he wants you to do today. Learn today. He'll show you tomorrow when tomorrow gets here. If he put a calling in you, if he put dreams in you, if he put desires in you, he knows how to bring those things to pass. And if you're still breathing, he hadn't gave up on you yet. In these valleys, in this valley of Becca, as they went through, they would dig little pools and make little cisterns and stuff so that when it did rain and the dew fell, there'd be some water in there. And so when they would come back through that thing the next time, they'd remember where those little pools were. They'd remember where those little bits of water might be. And not only that, but others that came through were able to get a drink once in a while because of something they did. And this thing isn't just all about me. Huh? We sing the song, Lord, it's all about you, but it isn't. It's all about us. Gimme, 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 gimme. Help me, help me, help me, help me, help me. Oh, if you really love me, how come this is happening? Let me just close. Let me just end. I've butchered that up pretty good, but are you getting the message? Huh? You're going to have some, there's going to be valleys. There's going to be those places of tears. There's going to be those places of weeping. How are you going to handle it? What are you going to do? You see, it's when you're in those places that you find out what you're really made of. It's in those hard times that you learn what integrity is. You're going to walk through your valley. How are you going to walk through it? Some of you are walking through one right now. That's why I'm saying this. What are you? How are you going to walk through it? See, it's when the pressure on, it's not when everything's going good, but it's when the pressure on is when you really get to see what's really inside of you. You with me? Now, this is what I've learned to do. I've learned that when I don't like what I see, I say, Lord, help me with that. I don't want that in me. Help me. I don't want to be that way. Can I tell you, nobody's going to go through life all the time doing this. As a matter of fact, if you get to do this once in a while, you're blessed. But are you going to Jerusalem? Are you here to serve God or not? I mean, it looks like it might rain. I'm not going to even go to church today. Let me ask you something. And I just said something that hits us all, so. Let me ask you something. In the last day, there's going to be a great falling away, and we can't even have enough commitment to pay our tithes when we don't have enough money. We can't even have enough commitment to come to church when we don't feel like it. We can't even have enough commitment to go help our neighbor, our brother, or sister when we don't feel good. And we think when that real stuff starts happening that we're just going to stand and serve God anyway. Better work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, hadn't we? Huh? Aren't you glad that when I look at you, all I see is what's outside? I just see the good old you. Huh? And when I hear about somebody doing something ugly, that I most of the time I can't believe it really happened. I just can't believe that really they really did that. Because I'm going to think the best of you. And I'm going to talk about the best of you. And I'm going to talk about the good things of you. You know, if you want to raise your kids and you want your kids to turn out good, don't start telling them all the stuff they do wrong. Start bragging on the stuff they do right. Start building them up. Don't tell them you're going to end up in prison if you keep that up. Tell them, man, hey, you can do anything you set your mind to. You can believe God and live for God, and He'll bring those things in your life that are inside of you. He'll bring them to pass. And so that's what I tried to do to you. Had somebody get mad at me a while back because you don't preach on sin enough. I said, I didn't think I had to preach on it. Everybody knows what that is. Huh? I want to hear some hell, fire, and brimstone. Okay, if you don't live for God and you don't give Him your heart and you don't get saved, you're going to go to hell, fire, and brimstone. But I ain't going because Jesus went for me. Huh? As far as I'm concerned, that's all we need to talk about that. Huh? But I want to tell you how important you are to God and how good you are to God and how much He cares about you and how much He loves you and about all the good things He wants to do in your life. He's been preparing good works for you before the foundation of the world. That's why He recreated you in Christ Jesus so you could walk in all those good things. And He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything we can ask or think. Woo, that's my God. But it's all contingent on, will I go after Him with all my heart? And that's not an automatic thing with me. It might be with you, but I have to work on it every day. Well, you're going to go through a valley. How are you going to go through it? Why don't you just walk on through it and whistle while you're walking through it? Why don't you just look for all the pools that God's filled up? Why don't you just look for that pony? When you're in the middle of that thing, why don't you just go, man, God, this looks bad, this feels bad, this tastes bad, this smells bad, this even sounds bad, but I know you're in the middle of this valley with me, and I'm not going to fear any evil. I'm going to walk right through this valley. Because you're blessing me everywhere I turn. And even though it's dry and it's weeping and it's a dry, it's a hard place, you're with me. Your strength is with me. And I can do all things through you because you strengthen me. Well, guess that's enough. Everybody stand. Maybe we'll do this again sometime and I'll do it right. How about that? I don't know. I think it'd be good today for every one of us. Now, if you're here today and you don't know you're right with God, you don't know if you died right now, you'd go be with Him just right now, right where you are. Say, Jesus, I make you the Lord of my life. I want to live for you. I give you my life. I need your help. So I believe that you to come help me right now. And I'm going to live for you. Thank you for saving me. And if you prayed that or you want to, you come down as soon as we dismiss and let Doug or me or some of us will pray with you. Because we want you to know for sure. But if you're here today, you weren't here by accident. You were here because you wanted to be. You were here because you love God. You were here because you wanted to go to Jerusalem. You're here because you want all that He has for you. I think it'd just be good for every one of us now. And don't just be expecting valleys all the time. Huh? No, man. If you're in a valley, just remember one thing, man. There's a mountain on each side. Huh? Just one valley, but you got two ways out. Huh? And you can get on top of the mountain. But when you're going through that, why don't you just make that commitment with God? God, really doesn't matter what happens in this time. I'm serving you. I'm living for you. You're my God. Yeah, this thing looks bad, Lord, but I know you're with me. And I know you're blessing me when I can't even see the blessings. I know the answer's already there. And as long as I don't let the enemy get me down, I'll be up. So I'm just going to keep on serving you. I'm just going to keep on going for you. I'm just going to keep on doing it, God. I'm going to keep on doing it. If you're in the valley, don't stop in the middle of your valley. Just keep on going. Just walk on through it. When you get to the other side, you'll see what God's done in your life. He didn't cause it. He didn't even allow it to happen. He wasn't trying to teach you something. No, the enemy was trying to stop you from all He has for you. But He's given us His faith, our faith. Faith in what Jesus did. And we can conquer. We can go through anything this life faces us. He said, behold, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy. And nothing will hurt you. Everybody say something with me. Even if you're in the middle of the valley, you really need to say it. Nothing can hurt me. Everybody say nothing can hurt me. Everybody say nothing can hurt me. Because I got a Savior. Woo, His name's Jesus. And He'll see to it that I win. He'll see to it that I end up on top. He'll see to it that I walk in all God has for me. And I'm not going to change my mind. Is that okay? Hey, I speak God's blessings on you. And I believe Him to show you things today and this week. I'm believing Him to pull you and draw you closer to Him. I'm just believing for Him to be bigger in your life than you ever imagined. And I'm asking you, focus on Him. Focus on those pools. Focus on those good things He's doing. Devil can't hold you down. He can't stop you. So I speak those blessings into you. And I believe Him to do big things in your life. Do you love the Lord? Everybody say one last thing with me. Say one last thing with me, and then we'll praise the Lord. Just say there's got to be a pony in here somewhere. No matter what you go through. You find that pony, you'll ride it right on out of that mess. Woo, Jesus is good. Hey, I love you. Look at somebody around you before you go. Shake hands with somebody. Introduce them, yourself to them. Find out their name. Tell them your name. And tell them God loves you.